Our second reading is from the prophet Isaiah, the 35th chapter. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. In the haunt of jackals where they lie down, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even as if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come up on it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and their helper, the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many of you remember the very first moments that your child was born? Do you remember how helpless they were? Do you remember how small they were with those little eyes that are barely able to even see anything? The tiny lips that can't do anything but produce a cry. The arms and legs that flail sporadically, unable to crawl or walk. Really, all that little baby can do is wait for mama or dada to provide for them, to give them food, to soothe them, to clean them, to even just move them from point A to point B. Babies are helpless when they're born. And so are we. In our reading from the prophet Isaiah, God speaks to us and tells us that he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer and the tongue of the mute shall sing for joy. This is what we will be focusing on today. Not only will we be thinking about being blind and deaf and lame and mute in a physical sense, but perhaps more importantly, we'll be thinking about that in a spiritual sense. I just said that we are all helpless like newborn babies are helpless. But we can do things on our own. We can see with our eyes. We can make informed decisions. We can change ourselves. We can feed ourselves. We can walk. We can talk. We can do all sorts of things that a helpless little baby can't. So how are we helpless? Well, we are helpless because we are all spiritually blind, deaf, lame, and mute. Every single person is spiritually blind. We're blind because we cannot see God. We cannot see the hand of God at work throughout creation. Being born into sin, which has caused all of this, caused our spiritual blindness, all we can see is ourselves. We're turned inward to ourselves, that the only thing we can really truly see is our own belly buttons, because that's what we're focused on. We're so turned inward to what we're doing. All we're concerned with is me, me, me. We can't see anything else, nor do we truly care that we can't see anything else. We turn a blind eye to those in need. Often, because maybe we're just running late and we can't spare the time, or it's just not convenient for us to stop and help. It's not convenient for us. Or even more of a problem today, we just think someone else is going to do the thing. Someone else is going to help. So I don't need to worry. It's not my problem. Someone else will do it. And this turning inward, being blind to everything else but ourselves, is often expressed in just very super simple everyday situations. Perhaps simply just walking and finding trash on the street or the sidewalk or the park and just ignoring it. It wasn't my trash. Someone else will take care of it. Someone else will pick it up and throw it away. I don't want to spend 2 seconds of my time to do that. We are all, every single person, spiritually blind. That alone is bad enough, I think. But on top of it, we're also spiritually deaf as well. Our ears are unable to hear what they need to hear. Our default response to hearing God's word, his promises, his commands, is to not care about what he's saying and to not believe. Think of anyone you know who does not believe in God that you may have had conversations with. If you're sharing God's word with them, do they just immediately take with joy what you're telling them? Or do they try to either argue with you or just simply not change the fact that they don't believe? And really and truly, that is how we all are. Our spiritually deaf nature that we're born into doesn't want to hear about God's word, doesn't want to hear about God, especially his promises, and even more especially, his commands. It's because those words don't give praise to us at all. In fact, all they do is tear down who we once were. No, since we're spiritually deaf, what we want to hear is the things that we agree with. The words that we agree with, the words that make us feel good about ourselves. The words that don't challenge us. So what do we do then? As spiritually deaf creatures, we tend to sit in our own little echo chambers. We like to listen to the voices that tell us, you're right. And then we tear down whatever disagrees with that or challenges that. Most especially, we want to listen to and hear what we want. We want to listen to ourselves. In our little echo chambers, our own voice and our own desires are the highest good, and that's what we care about. God's voice challenges that. And because it challenges us, his word falls on deaf ears that are unable to listen or hear. And yet, being spiritually blind and deaf is bad enough. But we're also lame and mute on top of it. And this is the point of the sermon where you really start feeling really good about yourselves. We're spiritually lame because we're unable to walk in the good works or follow God with our lives as he has desired us to do. We, like a newborn baby, can't do anything at all for ourselves. We can't walk our way to salvation. We can't run away from the sin that so corrupts us deeply and has produced this spiritual blindness, deafness, lameness, and muteness in our lives. We cannot even cry out to God. Sin has made us worse off than a newborn. We're spiritually blind, deaf, lame, mute. We are spiritually dead. And that is where the prophet Isaiah and God's word becomes such of an incredibly powerful message for you. He is speaking directly to you in your lowly state of being spiritually blind, deaf, mute, and lame. Behold, God tells you, I have come to save you. Then your eyes shall be opened, your ears unstopped. Then you shall leap like a deer, and your tongue shall sing for joy. This is the promise for you. This Advent season is the season of now and not yet realities. We've been talking about this the last few Sundays. This is the now reality for each and every one of you here today. The blind seeing, the deaf hearing, the lame leaping, the mute singing for joy are all images that point towards the coming kingdom of God, which ultimately is the coming of Christ. In Matthew's gospel, with which Pastor Scott read earlier, John the Baptist sends people to inquire whether this Jesus really is the coming Messiah, the promised Savior, or not. So Jesus tells them, go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up. And the poor have good news preached to them. Jesus tells John, I am he who has come. Jesus has come into the world. He was born as a human. He lived among his creation. He was crucified, died, and was buried, and was risen from the dead. He ascended into heaven, all for you. He has come to save you. Jesus has saved each and every one of you and called you specifically by name to be his disciple. Jesus has worked faith into each and every one of your hearts through baptism and the hearing of his word. He has proclaimed you no longer spiritually dead, no longer spiritually blind. Your eyes have been opened on account of Jesus Christ, your Savior. So now you can look around and you can see the beauty of God's creation before you. You can behold your Savior on the altar displayed for you, given to you through Holy Communion. You can witness the good works that the body of Christ, the church, does in faith. You can look around at your neighbors and you can see their needs instead of just what you care about and what you want. Jesus has proclaimed you no longer spiritually deaf. He has unstopped your ears. So now you're able to listen, ponder, marvel at, and be challenged by God's word as it is proclaimed to you and spoken to you. You're able to trust in God's promises that you hear. You're able to follow the commands that Jesus gives to you. You're able to listen to others without offense. Jesus has also proclaimed each and every one of you spiritually that you are no longer spiritually lame or mute. He tells you, you shall leap like a deer and that you shall sing for joy. So now because of that, we can respond to all that God has done for you. And you can do good works in response to the faith God has given you. You can help your neighbor in times of need when you see that they have a need. You can sing songs of worship and praise in response to the goodness of God in your lives. On account of Christ, you can now be a spiritually alive disciple of Jesus Christ rather than one who is spiritually dead. You are alive because of Jesus. His coming to the world, his death and his resurrection has made it all possible for you. This is the now reality that we live in. Jesus took us, more helpful than newborn children. And he gave us life in place of death. But we still like to fall into our old nature sometimes. We still like to pretend that we're blind and deaf and lame and mute, even though that isn't true. We forget the reality that is ours, that we have been healed and saved by Jesus. So this is where we look to the second coming. This is where we put our hope and faith and trust that he will come again. This is where we look to the not yet reality that is ours. The healing of the spiritually blind, the deaf, the lame, and the mute, again, points to the coming kingdom of God. It's in this second coming, when Jesus comes again, that all problems of sin will be completely and utterly reversed. We won't feel a need to turn back to our old ways. It's where a new creation will be made. And you will be given new, perfect bodies that will never fall back into this old nature of sin. It's because sin won't even exist to be something to fall back to. Our spiritual blindness, deafness, lameness, and muteness will be something that we will never, ever see again or feel again. On top of that, real physical blindness, deafness, lameness, and muteness will also be completely and utterly healed. The prophet Isaiah tells you, "Everlasting joy shall be upon your head, and you shall obtain gladness and joy. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. These are the promises you have from your God. Your Lord Jesus has done this. Your Lord Jesus will do this. He has come and he has saved you." Amen.